a Fresh Take Hotline. Jim, Mike, and Mike, how are you this morning?
Doing great. Good morning.
Long time no talk. So many different places to go. I want to start with this. It was your old coach there at Michigan, Bo Schembechler, who once famously said, and interestingly, this involved basketball coaches at the time, but it's a phrase people use all the time now, that he wanted a Michigan man to coach Michigan. To you, Jim, as an alum, and one who, as Mike said, grew up with your feet up on Bo Schembechler's desk when you were a kid, what does it mean to be a Michigan man?
Well, Michigan man or woman, to me, it's a great love for the University of Michigan. There's a selflessness there. It's what can you do for the University of Michigan, not what the University of Michigan can do for you. It's a team-oriented approach and attitude that we all learned under the legendary coach Bo Schembechler.
And then, I have to believe, and Mike and I were just talking about it, that when you saw that the circumstances in San Francisco were going to be what they were, we'll get to that, and you knew that you were going to be looking for a new place, I'm sure at some point you sat down and made a list. You could stay in the National Football League, you would have had opportunities, or go back to college. And you write down a little list of pros and cons of the college job, which you know, obviously, from your experience before. What's the single biggest pro of being a college coach versus an NFL coach? And what's the single most difficult thing or the biggest con about a college job versus a pro job?
You know, the very interesting thing, there are two things that jump to mind is, I never like to compare. I never like to compare, a player to another player. I mean, it'd be like comparing Tom Brady to Peyton Manning. They're both great. And that would be number one. And when you compare, I mean, something or somebody gets diminished. I mean, they're both great. The second thing would be, I didn't make a pros and cons list. I really didn't. And I know that's what somebody would usually do, but it was a decision that wasn't made from a pros and cons list. It was a decision that was made from the heart.
I certainly know a con on my list, Coach. Got to be reading that compliance book now. I know you had to do it when you were at Stanford in San Diego, but holy smokes. I mean, you got that thing down pat yet?
You're getting there. Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to taking my recruiting test and following the rules is, whatever line of work you're in. That's another lesson that we learned from Coach Bo Schembechler, that to win, if you have to cheat to win, then you haven't won. You've actually lost. So, that's not just the letter of the rule, but the spirit of it as well.
Michigan Zoo head coach Jim Harbaugh joining us after parting ways with San Francisco. And listen, that we heard things going on during the year there and whatever, how that happened, it happened. But we always talk about this from a player's standpoint of, you know where you stand with the team, the writing is on the wall. We've heard all those kind of lines. So for you, when was the moment where maybe you went home and, you said to your wife, you know what, I don't think I'm going to be here next year. I think this is going to be it for me in San Francisco. When did that moment kind of hit you?
I had a conversation with the owner and, understood the direction that the organization wanted to go. And, not to replow all that ground, because on to a great adventure here at the University of Michigan. And the number one thing I look at is, had the time of my life. I mean, we'll be forever proud to have done the things that we did in San Francisco, the coaches, the players. I mean, going to be friends for life and allies for life, and just had great relationships that were made there. And now, 1 week into the job here at the University of Michigan, and plowing ahead. This is it's great, even better than I remembered it. So, had a great week. Want to have a great month. Want to have a great year.
Mike and Mike, Jim Harbaugh is with us, the coach of Michigan. Certainly, we'll look forward to that. There is one player that you coached in San Francisco I would like to ask your perspective on, because Colin Kaepernick comes in, you make him your quarterback. He played so well, and then there were a lot of questions this year about whether he had taken a step backward, what some of the issues were. You know him better than anybody. In your view, what does Colin Kaepernick, what's the single biggest thing he needs to do to go to the next level, or whether it might be back to the level that he was at a year ago? What is Colin Kaepernick, what should he be working on to become a genuinely great NFL quarterback?
Well, I mean, that's I think he's great with a capital G, and he is an outstanding football player and great competitor and talent. Has that tremendous effort, toughness. Played every snap the entire season, and you know continues to develop. He is a shining star. He's a superstar in the National Football League.
So going on to Michigan, you know, I was explaining my family going and ours with Notre Dame. Well, my brother went there in 1975. I was 11 years old. And at that point, I said I wanted to go to Notre Dame. My brother Bob went, Greg went, I went, my two sons went, my daughter swims there. So I had a long, obviously, relationship there, as you did with Michigan. So at 11, I knew I wanted to go to Notre Dame. When did you, whether it's when you had your feet kicked up on Bo's desk or what age it was when your dad was there coaching, did you say and really, really say, this is the place I want to be?
Well, I mean, dreamed about it as a youngster. My dad coached at Michigan. Football Saturdays at the University of Michigan, that was, in those days, were as good as Christmas. I mean, those were just, the memories are so thick that, you got to brush them away. They're, didn't know if you're good enough, though. You're a little kid, you're 9, 10 years old. You don't know if you're going to be as tall and as big as the guys that are your heroes out there in the field, like Rick Leach. As you started to grow up and get into high school, I thought, maybe I have a chance. Maybe I have a chance to play at a place like Michigan. And then, to get a call and be a recruited athlete and come back and play in Ann Arbor, that was a dream come true.
Mike and Mike, Jim Harbaugh, now back in Ann Arbor, the winningest program in college football. Obviously, and you're well aware, the last few years have not been that successful. So you go in there with a lot of high expectations. What is the first thing for a team, for a college football team, and you've done it, you did it at San Diego, you did it at Stanford. What's the single first thing you need to get accomplished to get things going in the direction you want them to go?
Well, we're going to have high expectations, and we have high expectations right now for tomorrow night's first team meeting. That's going to be a great thrill to be in front of the team. And the single most important and first thing is we're going to start building relationships, and that's what a team is, building relationships to accomplish a single goal. And that will take place tomorrow night, and it'll be one conversation at a time, between everybody that's involved with our team. So high expectations, looking forward to it, and then it's high expectations for winter conditioning. We're gonna lifting and running and then recruiting student athletes all across the country. Got a lot going on, but it's single biggest thing is those relationships, allies I call them, and friendships that are built and working on accomplishing our goals.
Yeah, winter conditioning. I remember those years finally. I'm sure you do too. The most I ever threw up in my life was during the winter conditioning. And can you expand upon that a little bit? Because that's Michigan people are going nuts that you're there. I mean, as I said, the savior there, which I know you don't even want to hear. But you are going to go sit with a team tomorrow when there are going to be guys in that meeting who are going to say, maybe be a little worried, saying, as great as we have Jim Harbaugh as our coach, he didn't recruit me here. I'm not a Jim Harbaugh guy, and he's going to bring in his guy. So there's going to be trepidation. I know you talk about building relationships. Can you go a little further with it and just how you can kind of, massage that situation?
That's a great saying. You never get a second chance to make a great first impression. And I'm going into this not watching a lot of tape of the current team, because I want to make our own evaluation and have everybody have a clean slate and a fresh start. And they are my guys. They're going to know that I'm in their corner and they're in my corner and we're in each other's corner. So that all starts this week and tomorrow night. And from there, we're going to go have a training table dinner and then study hall make sure all our classes are set and we get off to a great start. But that's going to be, we're all going to be, together making a great first impression, and away we go.
All right, so now let's get to the really important stuff here. You're on Twitter again. You're going back on Twitter, at CoachJim4UM. And the first thing, the most recent thing you tweeted is happy anniversary to me and my lovely wife, Sarah. So we do wish you a happy anniversary. And your wife filmed one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life. That fake PSA did about you and the cat.
She's a shining star.
Yeah. It was hilarious.
It was great.
And so now everyone in the world watched as you were there on the sideline Saturday night rooting on your brother with Baltimore in Pittsburgh that you had on the khakis. Do you own any other pants?
Yes, I own other pants.
Do you not wear them in public for a reason?
It's gotten to the point where I save so much time a day knowing that I don't have to stand in front of the closet trying to decide what what outfit to pick up. I think about 15 to 20 minutes a day, and that adds up day after day.
Are you?
See, Golic doesn't take any time to pick out. How long do you spend picking out?
It's 4:15 in the morning. I walk into my closet, it's still dark, and just pick something out. Are you going to wear khakis on the sideline for Michigan games?
Yeah, probably.
and speaking of sidelines, how was it standing on the sidelines, watching your brother in Baltimore win and play and win and go on and out to play New England, but for the first time, in the 4 years, being on the sideline as a spectator?
It was great. I was so proud of my brother, as you can imagine, and getting to spend time with him before the game. But my son Jay is also there. He's a quality control coach. He's been working for the Ravens for 3 years. And I was so proud and happy watching him interact with the players and the coaches and do his duties during the game. He was up in the press box and watch it at halftime. I was watching him the most, and as a father, it's about as good as it gets. And got on the bus after the game and rode with them out to the airport, and that's a memory I'm gonna have the rest of my life. So it was a big thrill, and really happy for my brother John as well, and all the Ravens. They got a heck of a good football team. They're such a clutch team, and that would be an exciting game this week.
Well, Jim, listen, I remember that for the story from the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for a lot of time here this morning. We appreciate it. We look forward to following you on Twitter and all of your exploits and all the other things that will happen. And it's going to be very interesting to watch. So congratulations.
There'll be a lot of football in there, too. There'll be a lot of football along the way.
Did you want to be in, or it's part of the gig? You have to be now, right? I mean, is that why you're on Twitter now? I mean, you just had to come along for that ride?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it when I was at Stanford, and I want to be able to communicate the Michigan message, that's the plan.
Do you worry about punctuation? See, I don't, and Greeny yells at me all the time.
Punctuation is very important, yes.
Okay. I agree. Right. See, it's exactly grammar, punctuation, all this kind of stuff. He's a teacher now. He's teaching student athletes.
I know, but I mean, I was just, all right.
All right, Jim, we got to let you go. Thanks a million.
Thanks.
Best of luck.
Thanks.
Happy New Year.
See you, Jim.
All right, there's Jim Harbaugh now, the coach of Michigan. Just an interesting person. Again, we just spent 12 minutes with him on the phone, however long that was. Yeah. Maybe it was more than that. Might have been, we broke early. We spent a lot of time on the phone with Jim Harbaugh. And I don't feel like I understand him any better than I understood him before.
Well, one thing I know, no matter how you ask or any way you put it, you're never going to get him to talk about the San Francisco situation.
No, and you know what?
And I get it.
I get it.
I think he's
handled that exactly the right way. I said it when he was coaching in San Francisco, and they would ask him. He said, look, I don't talk about other jobs. That's it. I'm talking about here. That's the right thing for him to do.
Yes, it is.
It's not great for us. But he's not worried about
it. But a lot of times,
he's worried about him.
A lot of times after you go, sometimes you'll open up a little bit about where you left. He's just not going to do it.
I wouldn't bet on that.
Oh, I completely
I'll take the
agree.
Under on that.
No. Just listen to him?
Yes.
Absolutely right.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I was sitting right here.
We had pliers.
But I will make a prediction. How long does it take? Here's what I don't know.
Well,
how long does it take to get things, because where did Urban Meyer take over Ohio State? I mean, Tressel's guys, there was what, the 1 year in between or the 2 years between Tressel and Urban? Because Urban Meyer got them turned around pretty much like that.
He did.
Right? They didn't lose a game
his
first year.
Here's what we just don't know. And as you heard him say, I'm not going to look at tape. These guys get a chance to make a first impression. And that's fair. I do like that. I don't know. We know the style he wants to play. How many guys there can play that style? Because that's who he's recruiting right now. You know, he was laid down with us because he's talking to, that's what you do. He's recruiting. That's a lifeblood. He's going to recruit players that fit his system. So I don't know of the players he had. Listen, you go to Michigan, people want to say what they say about Brady Hoke and Rich Rod and not being successful there. You're still getting quality, some of the top quality athletes in the country to go to Michigan, okay? You just are.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's how do those players fit into his system? That's what I don't know. Quite honestly, that's what Jim doesn't know either. He's about to find out.
Yeah. His job is to coach the football team, and we'll see. My bet is that I don't know exactly what prominence means. I'm not suggesting they're going to win a national championship in 5 years. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. Maybe Urban will Monday, maybe he won't. He will have Michigan back in a place of relevance they have not occupied in a long time quickly.
And I can only say this as a former player. Those first winter conditioning workouts, if those players aren't, and I'll just say it, aren't throwing up from working as hard as they can, because that is what Jim just said, that is their first impression. Their first impression is not with the pads on and not going over game plans. Their first impression is how hard are you going to work in the offseason?
Hi, I'm your new coach. Here's a bucket.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. Hall of Fame voting. The final vote. The final Mike and Mike Hall of Fame vote. Plus, Bubba in Dallas. Next, Mike and Mike.
Epics presents the road to the NHL Winter Classic. Watch it tonight on Dish or stream it on epics.com.
Want to be sure you're paying the right price for your next new car? Introducing Kelley Blue Book's Price Advisor, the powerful new tool that shows you what you should pay. It gives you a fair purchase price that's based on what others recently paid for the same car. With decades of trusted pricing expertise behind it, it's the only site that gives you the confidence to make a smart new car decision. So visit the trusted resource today, KBB.com.
Now, another smash hit from Flo. Progressive Mobile is always with you, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo.
With Progressive Mobile, you can buy and manage your policy from your phone. Yeah! It goes wherever you go, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo. Ooh, yeah, well, don't call her Mary, don't call her Jo. Her name is Mary Jo, and she's invisible.
Progressive Mobile. Insurance made easy. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Howdy, coffee cravers. Our famous Extreme Brew is back and better than ever. Introducing World Blend's Whole Bean E20 Extreme. With 20% more caffeine, these beans mean business. We're talking super caffeinated and supercharged. It's the biggest, boldest, and of course, freshest roast on the road. So stop on into any TA or Petro and kick your coffee up a notch. Or 20. Just remember to blend.
TA. Full service means at your service.
Now, meeting nightmares. Brought to you by online meeting tools that aren't Join Me.
I can't get on the meeting.
You download the app?
Yes.
Oh, how about the JRE code?
JRE code? What does that even mean?
Please enter your billing identifier.
Hold on. Let me get Doug from IT.
Doug hates me.
Meetings don't have to be a nightmare. That's why 90% of Fortune 500 companies use Join Me. Simple, instant online meetings. Start your free trial today at join.me.
Hello, gorgeous. Bare Minerals just won its 10th Glammy Award for Best Prestige Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials of Bare Minerals makeup to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of Bare Minerals makeup, plus a free 5-piece makeup set. For yours, call 1-800-507-6532. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Bare Minerals Foundation gives you flawlessly beautiful coverage with a no-makeup feel, and it's clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier looking skin. No wonder it's won 10 Glammys in a row. And now you can try Bare Minerals makeup for yourself. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals makeup and fallen in love with their skin again. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, don't miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800 507-6532. 1-800-507-6532.
For P150, P150GA, P150LK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
Too many Americans are living without dental insurance, which means they might not be getting even the most basic care for their families. After all, a simple cleaning can cost $100, and other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost hundreds more. That's why at Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, we're proud to offer the dental coverage Americans need at such a great price, with the freedom to choose any dentist you want and never pay a deductible. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can help pay for over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies no matter what, even if you're retired. We're on a mission to help provide Americans with good dental insurance. So please, call now to receive a free information kit with all the details directly by mail. 1-800-919-2463. That's 1-800-919-2463. 1-800-919-2463.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I needed a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant Credit.
Avant Credit was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant Credit can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and checking your rate with Avant Credit has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant Credit will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6565 at checkout. That's www.avant.com. Promo code 6565.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, equal housing lender, and by affiliates of Avant Credit Corporation. California loans offered by Avant Credit will be made under financial lenders license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 5 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hey, listen up. How you doing? It's Jimmy here. I'm going to give you a great opportunity for a New Year's resolution. Here it is. Stop snoring. Change your life. Change other people's life. Make people more happy. Stop snoring now. Get a Zippa. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H. Zippa.com. And finally, you ready for this? Take a look in a mirror. Go on. Take a good long look. Are you the one who's snoring? And if you're not the snorer, by now you know who is. Because everybody knows somebody who snores. Now, am I right? Or am I right? Zippa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. You still looking for a New Year's resolution? Stop snoring. Get a Zippa. People will love you for it. It will put everybody out of everybody's misery. Trust me. Zippa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. Get a Zippa and stop snoring now.
10 seconds. Your wife filmed one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life. That fake PSA thing did about you and the cat.
She's a shining star.
It was hilarious.
It was great.
And so now everyone in the world watched as you were there on the sideline Saturday night rooting on your brother in with Baltimore in Pittsburgh that you had on the khakis. Do you own any other pants?
Yes, I own other pants.
Do you not wear them in public for a reason? I got to tell you. 16 years I'm hosting the show. That may be my best question.
Yeah.
I'll put that one on my Emmy reel. I've never won an Emmy.